Episode 11, Jack Moves Pod. We here with Dame Campbell once again, brother. Thank you for coming back.
Damon!
We here with his artist, Stone Harden.
Yeah, Zersky, you know what's going on.
Sir.
Thank you for blessing the podcast.
Of course, anytime.
Welcome, my young brother. Yes, I love your energy, man, so thank you for being here.
As usual, we started off with a shot of that Yave Tequila, our sponsor.
Yes, so I've done the honors of making sure everybody got their poured up, but make sure you go out to your nearest store and ask for this if they don't have it there, or purchase it and use it at your next party. It's going to be a blessing.
Mm-hmm. Yave Tequila to the top, unlock possibilities.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, Ski, let's get it.
Salud.
So even before I get into it with you, my brother, my boy Dane was smoking that gas tonight. He's
Dane, are you with us?
Are you with us? I think that I'm always mellow. I like to just be way more quiet than just be that kind of yam person.
No. We just watching. We just say.
Haven't I always been that person? Even in nightlife, I'm just always kind of just observing.
Way probably the most observant of all my friends that's in that nightlife. Yeah, you be on a low.
I think you got
key.
Some of that West Coast weed over here, some shit like that, bro.
But anyway, yeah, East Coast thing.
We have
right,
a Stone
no,
Harden artist.
Tell artist us a Stone.
Bit. Artist Stone.
Ayo.
They both smoking that gas. Stone artist Stone.
You feel me?
So welcome to the Tell the People About Yourself, man. I know you're from Brooklyn.
Yes, sir.
You fucking 24 years old, making me jealous of your age and shit. Tell the people about yourself if you don't mind, bro.
Hey, man, listen, I'm another nigga from Brooklyn, you feel me? But, you know what I'm saying? I rap, I model, I act, I take niggas' bitches, I get money.
I love it.
You feel me? Regular shit. You know what I'm saying? It is what it
you
is.
You sound like me at 20, yo. Holy shit.
You play the guitar too, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Hold up. Yeah, shit. Y'all niggas in tune.
We just getting started.
That's how you be getting the bitches.
Yeah.
Chill. You know what's crazy? A lot of them don't even know about that. They gotta show me they special enough for me to even tell them I play that shit.
So what? Electric guitar, acoustic? Like what's your game?
Both. Honestly, it's all the same shit.
Same shit. I was gonna ask. Yeah, it's the same thing.
I started off, believe it or not, playing like Guitar Hero and Rock Band and shit when I was like 11 years old. I got so nice at this shit. I was like, nah, I want a real guitar for my birthday. So then I got one, taught myself how to play that shit. Like, on
is it
YouTube.
The same as the game?
Hell no.
It's hell no. Nah.
The only thing that's the same is like the coordination where you got to match up plucking with this hand and, you know what I'm saying, playing the strings with this hand. That's, that's the only thing. Other than that, it's mad different. You got six different strings, all of that. On that joint, you just got five buttons. You feel me?
When you got the guitar, what's your first practice song? What's the song that you got to practice with?
You bought your own guitar?
Nah, it was
or
a
somebody,
gift.
You got a gift.
Yeah, okay. It was a birthday present for that year. I think it was my 12th or 11th birthday.
Okay.
First songs I learned how to play, though, was One by Metallica, and Sweet Child of Mine by Guns N' Roses. Master of Puppets. I was really into like metal and stuff like that. Like, I was really into that headbanging shit. Like, that shit make people go crazy. You feel me?
So what got you? Like, how does it? Come on, man. You from Brooklyn?
Yeah.
Right. Not many niggas is gonna be like, oh, that's the first music I go to. Headbanging shit. So where did that come from?
From Rock Band and Guitar Hero, bro. No cap. Like,
so you played a lot of that.
Only plays like rock music.
Popular music.
Yeah, popular music. Popular they got music. Like indie stuff, alternative stuff too. But it made me really think about music differently. Rather than just listening to it, now I'm like, oh, you hear that drummer? He's snapping. Like, but I would have never picked that up if I wasn't playing Rock Band and seeing my bro snap on them drums. Like, nah, that shit actually hard. Like, cause I couldn't play the drums on that game.
Okay.
That shit was too much feet and hands. I couldn't do that shit. You feel me?
So I don't want to say too much on the game, but cause that's kind of interesting how the game puts you in that position to love a particular instrument.
Mm-hmm.
Is this game like you have to have, it's not like a controller game, you have to have the actual
it's not a controller game.
You can play with the controller, but it's not the same. Like you're just pressing the buttons. It's actually harder like that.
Okay.
Because you gotta press the buttons in a certain way, like Because with the guitar, you have to implement actual certain techniques. Like, for instance, something called a hammer-on and a pull-off. So, like, you'll go from one note to another note without having to strum again. You feel me? But on the controller, you can't do that. You got to just keep pressing the buttons. But since you're pressing the buttons, it's going to mess you up.
I have no idea what that meant.
Yes.
But, I know what you mean.
Still, but I still appreciate that you do. You're 24. So you are you a student of the game? Like, do you consider yourself a student of the game?
Yeah, I definitely love this game, you feel me? Like, I grew up listening to this. Like, grew up listening to rap. My pops had me listening to nothing but Mobb Deep, G-Unit, freaking Jay-Z, Big L, Cam'ron. Like, he just had me listening to nothing but hip-hop growing up. When I started doing the whole rock shit, like, he was like, you deadass, boy? Like, he would come in my room like, yo, shut this shit off. Like, I can't.
So your pops was into like the 90s hip hop shit like that.
Yeah. My pops and my uncles, they used to rap and shit too. My uncle had a group. I was just talking with him earlier. Like, he's about to get a deal running with Shug and Death Row and all of that. But they wasn't jacking him because like him and his mans, supposedly they used to like rob studios and shit. Mm. You feel me? So
they knew them. So they said you can't transition to rapping.
It wasn't happening. You out here robbing all the rappers, like
you can't even get features, bro.
That's mad specific kind of robbery.
Yeah.
Like what kind of robbery do I just rob studios, bro?
That equipment is trucks, bands,
money.
I mean, equipment. Not even just the equipment. You going in there? The artists, they feel safe. They probably have all their jewelry.
Yeah.
Probably don't have many guns.
Yeah.
Depending on who you are.
And it's in the 90s, so ain't no cameras, like
nothing. Oh, yeah, no social media, nothing. Yeah,
yeah. None of that.
What you do now, you consider that like what? Drill music?
I don't consider myself a drill rapper. I'm an artist, you feel me? I make all different types of music. It's just so happens that some of the songs that I got that's really hot right now that people is jacking is over drill beats. Mm-hmm. But if you listen to the content, I'm not even talking about really drilling unnecessarily, like.
So give me a little bit, because my education, if you don't mind,
go, go ahead.
On drill music is that, one, it came from the other side of the water.
Yeah.
Right?
And well, no. Depending on what you consider drill. Like, do you consider the beats drill or the content?
So the beat,
I thought it came from Chicago, so I definitely don't know.
So let me just give you a quick airplane to how it got to Chicago, right? And what I understand.
Mm-hmm.
So the drill music, the beat, like the drill beat is that coast. I mean, I think it's England. I'm not England.
Oh, the UK.
The UK.
Yeah,
the UK,
London, right? London, fam.
London, fam.
Right? That they already got their own talk and dialect. So I'm not even gonna figure out what that origin is, right?
Yeah.
But as far as the beat of the like that, whatever, however that beat bang, right?
Mm.
That obviously for me, in an abundance, originated in the UK.
Agree.
Right? It came to America, and what I'll say, it came to America. Someone obviously heard about it and was like, "Yo, we need to bring this here and take off." To me, Chief Keef, I'm not saying he's the first one to do it, but he's the first one to put it on the map,
mm-hmm.
right? In my eye. And then I feel like New York has polished it. I feel like New York has put it on a spin where it almost feels like any rapper that comes out on a drill beat.
Is he on the right track? Okay,
he gonna sound fire on that shit.
Is he on the right track? That's what...
Tell me if I went wrong.
Yeah, and no. So... Okay. You write about the beats. The that type of beats originated in UK, but drill originated in Chicago with Chief and them. Like, it was the first one to be making drill music. This is what we doing.
So what is drill music?
For me, I consider it to be the content. Like, you feel me? Like, what you're rapping about. You rapping about hitting licks, going on drills, you know what I'm saying? Robbing niggas,
so
shooting
drill
at niggas.
Is, all right, excuse my age, because I have a young son your age, or close to your age. Drill means to rob somebody, or to catch a lick.
It's to go on a mission, whatever that mission drills. Is.
It's not the. It's
I mean,
the,
I know what
but
it means.
The beat too.
But I thought drill was a beat. I didn't know it was like an actual street term.
So before these beats was even around, like Chief wasn't rapping on these type of beats. Like he was rapping on like Young Chop. You know what I'm saying? Them type of beats. 600. I mean, not 600. 1200 on the beat. He had a bunch of Chicago producers, you feel me? Okay. They had a different sound. And then, but that was that content. Okay. You feel me? What they was talking about, really, that's why they took over so crazy, because people wasn't talking like this. You feel me? So then how I see it is Brooklyn niggas honestly wanted to be Chicago niggas so bad during a certain point while Chief Keef was around. He influenced our city crazy.
Okay.
You feel me?
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, so for the beginning of Brooklyn drill, we wasn't rapping over UK drill beats. We was rapping over G Herbo type beats, Chief Keef type beats. You feel me?
Speeded up, they like a little bit more speeded up beats than the drill ones. Ones from the UK.
It depends. They could be slower, faster. It's really just it bang different. Like, okay. You see how the like the bass, it like kind of like glides now on like the UK and the Brooklyn drill. Like it'd be like boom boom boom. Like mm-hmm. I don't know how to explain it. Like, it sounds crazy.
About this? How about this? The most popular artist.
Mm-hmm.
Rest in peace, Pop Smoke.
Right.
He's the most popular New York artist as far as relatively to drill, right?
Right.
The majority of his beats came from the UK,
mm-hmm.
from a producer that was from the UK.
Yeah, Mello. Right. 808 Mello.
So I didn't know his name, but thank you. Right? So, shout out to Mello. So, what I'm saying about that is if the beats came from there, right?
That was
and you're
shit.
Saying that it's a part of the content is also. How do you look at what New York drill is? Like, what is New York drill being that Pop Smoke is the... And I don't want to talk much about Pop Smoke.
Right.
But I'm trying to get to the drill because I have...
Before you answer, let's not forget he said he doesn't consider himself a drill rapper. So yeah. We don't want to...
So, all right. So, with that being said, when I first researched your video, the first thing I thought... Oh, he's a drill rapper.
Right.
Right? So how do you look at the presentation of someone who hears you for the first time and hears that last put out, which is dope, fire song, right? Mm-hmm.
Respectfully.
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 Yeah, respectfully.
We're going to play that. Don't worry.
But me, even if I didn't, you know, have you on the podcast,
right.
I would have, and there's nothing wrong with it because I love drill music. I would initially thought, oh, this is a drill song. And even the dances... Or how people dance to drill music.
Yeah.
So it's like, how do you look at that presentation you present if you're giving off the understanding that you're not a drill rapper?
One thing I wanted to show is that my versatility. So on this project, I was really going for a lot of different sounds, you feel me? Drill was one that I just never had gotten into. Like, these are the first two drill songs that I've ever dropped, you know what I'm saying? I got in contact with this producer out in London. His name is Jester. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Jester. You feel me? Yeah. He produced for mad people. Favio, Swipey, like, mad. He got a lot of credits, actually. It's surprising. I didn't even know. But, so once I heard his beats, I was feeling a type of way. I'm not even going to hold you. I was in a certain type of bag, like, especially with Respectfully, because it was just mad shit going on. You know what I'm saying? Like, people throwing subs, motherfuckers being on my dick, people making fake pages, commenting on my shit. Like, I was like, yo, I don't give a
dick respect for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, you especially. I didn't name drop or nothing because, like, if you don't jack me, if you feel some type of way about me.
Shout out to Jack Moose if you don't jack me. But anyway.
But if you got any type of issue with me, you don't like me in any way, I want you to, when you hear that song, you really feel a type of way now. Like, you know what I'm saying? Suck my dick. Yeah. Respectfully.
Yeah. So,
you especially. But like,
I love the energy. I want to ask you a little bit about that energy, right?
All right.
So when you look at the game, me and John had this conversation many of times. And we talk about what you need?
The water, grab the water.
Oh. Many of times. And thank you. And what we talk about is how dangerous this game is, mm-hmm. right? Oh. And it's one of the most dangerous careers to get into, depending on how you move, right?
Yeah.
And of course, the energy you give out sometimes is the energy you'll receive.
That's a fact. Right?
And I ask you, how do you look at that? How do you look at, you know, that energy is great energy. You know, like I'm on. I'm doing my thing. Like, if you don't like it, fuck out of here, right? Yeah. And it doesn't mean that that should generate a beef. But obviously you got haters and you probably know some and, you know, they probably rapping too.
Out a lot.
But
so how do you look at it as far as like, you're not looking for no violence. Do you expect any to come from that? Or, like, what's your mindset? You just talking shit? Like, because, you know, it could get crazy out there for no good reason.
Yeah, I know. It gets very crazy. But honestly, how I be moving is won't start none, won't be none. You feel me? I don't start shit with people. That's not what I go out and do. You're not going to see me come out here and diss a nigga left, right. I don't even make diss tracks. You feel me? I speak on real life situations and my perspective on them. You feel me? But here's the thing. They're real life situations. So whoever's on the other end of that, you know what I'm saying? They're going to look at that however they look at that. It's not a diss, but nigga, this is my life too.
Right.
Just so happens you did some fuck shit and you was a part of it. You feel me? I'm going to talk about that.
If you don't mind, we're going to take a minute. And let's listen to it for a second.
Yeah, that's my shit, yo.
Respectfully,
bro.
Respectfully.
That shit made me. I was in there with my son, but I'm getting dressed because you know I gotta get in the vibes.
It's a getting dressed type of song.
Yeah, bro. I was getting dressed like, oh, yeah. I took dope pictures and all that with my son. Like, oh, yeah, we was vibing.
Nah, good looking, gang.
Damon, I forgot you was here. Dang, this nigga's interested, B.
I got the sauce, they can't get the recipe. Damn, they ain't getting paid, they bring out the best of me. What? Oh, y'all can suck my dick respectfully. Yeah, you especially, you go blow the crib. I don't care about haters, bitch, I got some dough to get. What? The flyest nigga off all my shit. Niggas been dying to give me a lick. I made a slow bop, that should spit. She threw it back in the back of the whip. She gave me a kiss with my kids on my lips.
Yeah, oh, that shit hard, bro.
But I be bumping this shit, I be like, damn, I really snapped on this shit.
It's that shit you pull out the garage, as soon as the garage doors come up, you talk your blood, pull out the garage, wait.
That's a cocky song, it's an energy behind it.
That's a fact, though, that's a fact. So get you in your bag real quick.
But see, that's another thing though too, because you mentioned that you're not a drill artist and but you're able to tap into that industry, into that category that genre of music. Is it a situation? Have you gained the most notoriety from this type of music, or you already had notoriety away from that? But like, if you understand what I'm asking.
Nah, for sure. Yes. Definitely. But I've also done a drill song before. It wasn't a drill song. It was just over a drill beat. Like, mm-hmm. For instance.
Because it's
like,
the content. It's about what you're talking about.
Exactly. So, like, okay. This is more like a I got haters type of song. Get off my body. Like, you feel me? Like,
is this what you consider drill?
Nah.
No.
I don't feel like it's drill.
Really? All right. Please, David, hold on. If you don't mind. David, jump in right now.
Yeah.
Give me the OG perspective.
Let's welcome of David. Let's welcome David Campbell
to the podcast. The infamous David Campbell.
Okay.
Give me the OG perspective of why, even though we hear it as a drill song, sound to the.
Let's go back sure. a second. Okay, so what is drill music?
To your
what
ear.
Is drill music?
To your ear, like I get the UK origin. You know, like I definitely know that it caused a great inspiration. Really great, dope. I do know also that when it comes to, I don't think it has really like, I don't even want to speak on the, I don't want to speak on the, I was about to speak on my opinion on whoever has, you know, as far as genre has longevity or whatever like that.
Okay.
I'm a proponent of creativity. And
right. So, let me ask you though, right? If you'd ever heard this gentleman before,
mm-hmm.
and you come across this page and you see the video that he just posted, your initial thought is not, this is a drill song?
Not that, because it's not, it doesn't have that, it doesn't have a...
So does it have to have that, you know what that drill, that's the shit out of light, baby.
No, most
like,
drill has real violence in it too.
Yeah, like, so, how I see it is, I wanted... to grasp and tap into the drill audience.
Mm.
You feel me? So yeah, I made a song that sounds like it's drill. But I kept it me, you feel me?
Okay.
I'm not talking about killing niggas. I'm not talking about, you feel me? I'm going to do this and do that. I'm pulling up with 30s. And first of all, we don't talk about that.
Yeah.
Period. Mm-hmm. Real niggas don't talk about that shit.
Yeah, I see.
They heard that.
But second off,
everybody.
Yeah.
I'm only talking about.
Stop telling on yourself.
I'm trying to give like, I'm trying to bring back actual music like this stuff. Even though, yeah, it's very vulgar. You feel me? I'm just a vulgar ass person in general. Like I talk my shit. But I'm giving you different concepts that's not just I go outside, I got my gun on me all day, I'm selling drugs every day, and I'm shooting people. You feel me? Like, that's
angry.
That's not it.
Kill you.
Yeah, like, it's not it. Yeah. Like, this is like, listen, you need to stop hating.
Right.
Suck my dick. Right. Your bitch wants to fuck. You fuck with trannies.
Right.
Stop acting like you tough. Like,
oh, I don't know who that is.
Nah, like,
but he's saying this respectfully.
Respectfully, though.
To you especially.
Yo, you need to get a t-shirt, bro. You need to get a few t-shirts, man.
Especially.
You might have to pay Justin some
bread. Let me tap in with Dame real quick. What's the direction for this young man?
I'm very fortunate to even be in this atmosphere, for real. Like, I always preach accolades behind his back. I'm always talking about him behind his back, mm-hmm. constantly.
He was.
So yeah.
He was.
Like, I mean, that's just what it is. Like, he has a glow. He has that rare type of entertainment industry ready glow that he doesn't even have to try.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing that's really, really extra dope. Like, he's being him, and what you hear in the music and everything like that, that's really him. So it's like, I feel lucky because of the fact that I don't have to do nothing to pitch it. I can just freely throw the EP to any Sylvia Rhone. I can throw it to Kevin Lau easy and feel confident. Yeah. I don't got to make no excuses behind it.
Yeah.
Like that show y'all just
did with
Ross Swish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm glad I'm glad you mentioned that.
Yeah, on Saturday.
Because he's actually he's bubbling as well, and for you to be right behind that is pause, but it's definitely a great look. I've heard a lot about Rye, and to see when I saw that, for me personally, I was like, I need to pay attention to homeboy.
Personally, the fact that you was on his set, I didn't even see it made me Ross Swish's set. I just saw your set.
Well, yeah, respectfully, right? Respectfully. But I'm just saying, in the grand scheme of things, I know he's moving really well right now.
Shout out
to him. He's moving really well. And for me, you know, I co-sign people based off of Damon, just because I know Damon got an ear. He got a brain. You know what I'm saying? Like there hasn't been a person that he brought to us, or even put in front of me at least, that didn't match up to what he presented about them, right? So, for me to, so that was my whole point of just saying, I don't even know where the fuck I was going with that.
Shout out to Damon with that West Coast weed that he brought.
West Coast,
Here we go. We gonna go to you got some credits with Chris Brown with Breezy. You got some music credits.
Oh, I mean, I modeled for his clothing line.
Oh, okay. But that's still good. Yeah, good money right there.
I don't got no credits with him though. But I done modeled for his clothing line for Black Pyramid. Couple times. Nah, actually, I never got the chance to. But my man's Ink used to be his backup dancer. That's how I got the whole Black Pyramid thing going on. So
that's his. Sorry for my ignorance. That's his. That was his clothing line.
Yeah. Still is.
Still is. Still okay. Is.
And so you modeled for that. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
That's still good shit, that, bro. Anything.
He constantly underplays it, and that's what I say is. Yeah, what I say, you can't.
You gotta expose all that, bro.
But what I say is, he does in a sense, but it's like, it's there. Like, he has such an arsenal that I'm just. I'm already looking for the second season.
I feel like it's also never too much in this game.
Well, you know what I mean? Like, the ADD people, you have to accommodate them. But at the same time, he's balanced. Like, I don't even... Sometimes, in real life situations, there's been times when it's rare that I trust somebody else's judgment how to better handle a situation for the best outcome. I'll always defer to him. And I'll go and I'll say, you know what? Never mind. I'm not going to say nothing. Just go. Do it.
So wait, say that one more time. So what you're saying is whenever there's a situation that goes awry.
For real. Like, that's really real. Like,
you know me. Like,
not in a, like, my own personal life type of thing, but I'm saying when it relates to him handling himself.
A lot of people don't know how to really
get a grasp of themselves. Like some of your, you know what I'm saying? So, no. I'm just saying just humans, period. Just like humans just don't really have know how to handle like instruction manual type level. I know his intellect. You know what I mean? Like he really does sincerely have a grand intellect. So with that, I don't have to micromanage.
Where does that intellect come from? You went to college, you went to school, you're street smart. Like what's going on?
All of the above.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, like, I'm Ben Street, but it said buses.
Let's take a Reese's. A Reese's.
I need to get some water, bro.
Shout out to Reese's.
It said bus him, but.
Blow your butt up.
That's so good. So good.
But it come from a little bit of everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, my family grew up in the hood. Like, I was fortunate enough for my family to be in a situation to get us out. But I had enough years where I was in it to where it's like, I know how to maneuver, you feel me? And it's like, a lot of people don't got that. I be seeing that when I, like, where I'm at now. Motherfuckers don't know how to move. If I bring you to where I'm from or, like, I bring you to around gang, you don't know how to maneuver. I can't be around you, you feel me? You're going to put me in a situation that's going to be detrimental to me and everybody I'm around.
What part of Brooklyn you from?
So I'm originally from Sunset Park. Like, you know where Lust is at?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Listen, that's the hallmark. You feel me? That's the first thing I say when I'm not from. You know where Lust is at. Yeah, I'm from Sunset, but you know what I'm saying? I'll be everywhere. Like, everywhere, niggas in a lot of different hoods in Brooklyn know me. I be in the city. I don't be in the Bronx, but you know what I'm saying. Motherfuckers in Staten know me, really, cause I be fucking they bitches. But you know what I'm saying, motherfuckers in Queens know me. You feel me? Cause I be fucking they bitches. Like I be taking their girlfriends outside to the parties in they hood, and they don't be outside.
Is that purposeful? Is that
hell yeah? Niggas is pussy, bro. Niggas be talking crazy like.
Yo,
niggas be talking crazy, like talking
you heard
crazy.
It here first.
Is that where? Is that where you hit them? Is it like that? Is that the young generation's weakness? Their girlfriends?
It depends. Like if I know you a weak minded ass nigga, and like I don't want to really do nothing physical to you, yeah.
I'm gonna take your girl. Yeah, I might hurt it.
You feel me? That's gonna I'm gonna live in your head rent free after that.
That's a dangerous game you playing.
It is. No, listen. It is. That's why I don't move like that with everybody. You feel me? Like, it only really be certain niggas who it's like, all right, this is purposeful. I'm going to do this. You feel me? Like, with other niggas, I'm not going to hold you. With a lot of other niggas, it be accident. And I don't even.
This is the guy. You let him handle his own shit.
It's like, yes. Yeah, this is the guy.
Yeah, listen, but like. Like I know how to play the situation, you feel me? But also, it don't be happening on purpose sometimes. Sometimes I just be trying to, like, promote my music or promote a show. You feel me?
What you gonna do?
So what's the female game been like for you right now? I mean, you know, you're a young, good-looking young man.
Wait a minute. Before we indulge him in that, let's talk about your project. Let's talk about your self-titled Stone Harden album. Let's talk about that for a minute.
Let's get it.
So, how did it come about? Talk about some of the tracks, producers, songs. Been in the studio all night, all day doing it. Tell me about
it. Months. But, like, it came about, honestly, I've been rapping for a little minute, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've had little videos, you know, go mini viral and shit on the book. I've had songs, you know, touch some numbers and shit.
Talk about them.
I did a remix to G Herbo's Just Bars. That shit touched like 100K on the book, like 60K on the cloud. I was never able to get it on streaming because it's a remix. Mm-hmm. You feel me? But then I had other songs like After School really popped. That joint got like 50K on a cloud. Rap shit like 20. Like I got a couple little joints that done did a little got a little bit of traction. You feel me? To get to where I'm at, right. But I never dropped a real project. You feel me? I used to be a part of this like collective or whatever you want to call it. But I had to dip up out of that. Like there was too much drama in the middle of it. You know what I'm saying? And
you said a collective?
Like a rap group.
Not a rap group. It was more like we was all our own artists. You feel me? But we was like, this is the umbrella we gonna fall under. We gonna push this brand. But you know what I'm saying? Like a lot of people, a lot of us wasn't on the same time. And you feel me? There was a lot of egos and going into place. You feel me? And it was just, it was frustrating for me because I feel like I was really working the hardest. And like I was being the most humble, but also getting shitted on. Like, you feel me? So I got up out of that. I was like, I'm gonna start working my ass off. Like, start putting together this project. COVID happened, so I was like, nigga, I can't do no shows, none of that. So nigga, let me just work. Feel me? I was in the studio like all the time. 2020, I got a whole folder full of songs, like 60-70 songs, like just 2020. Like I was really going hard. So then I was like, it's time to start getting some bread out of this. Let me curate together a real solid project. Mm-hmm. Put it out for like my fans that's really jacking me, you know what I'm saying? See where the response takes us, and we're gonna move from there, you feel me? So I got in tune with this producer from Staten. His name Backwoods Bussin'. Nice. Nigga got his own wave, his own sound. Like, that's why I really gravitated to him. Like, on a lot of my other songs that's not drill, you gonna hear him. And I got a project coming up with him exclusively in a couple months. You feel me? We working on it right now. But he got his own wave. When you hear a Backwoods Bussin' beat, you gonna know that's a Backwoods Bussin' beat. You feel me? Backwoods.
Like, he got a signature on his, you know how
he's
saying that shit. I like saying that shit. Backwoods Bussin'.
Backwoods Bussin'. You go listen. You go hear it. It's literally niggas is screaming Backwoods Bussin', baby. In the beginning,
every Bussin', baby.
Yeah.
All right. So not beats, baby.
Nah. How would go? The nigga on the tag, it'd be like Backwoods Bussin', baby. And then the shit drop. Boom! But his shit drop crazy. Like his shit drop crazy. You feel me? So
I see one of my boys follows you on Instagram. My boy Clark. Shout out to Clark.
Uh-huh.
He from Staten. So it's crazy that you mentioned Staten, because I'm like, because he supports your boy CJ as well.
I think I know who you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Smiley face, always smiling.
Yeah, he's a photographer, right?
Nah, he promote parties, but big dude.
Ken. Yeah, I know you're talking about.
So when I saw that, and being that you, I know he plugged up with a lot of people, but when I saw that, and being that you from Brooklyn, and now you saying you dibble and dabble in Staten.
It really just be the bitches though. Niggas don't like me out there. I ain't gonna hold you. Niggas don't really like me in Staten. It's a couple niggas that I fuck with, and a couple niggas I jack, couple niggas I got love for. You feel me? Like, feel me? But a lot of niggas don't like me out there. Like,
I saw you in one of his. You seen? I don't know if you saw it, but I was checking out one of. I don't know if it was a story or a post. You had some girl twerking in the post while she was
Oh, you talking about that shit with the bitch had the ass?
Yeah, with the
no
ass
face. Up. All you see, like, is a big ass.
Wow, you ain't even get it, yo. That's why my son got me blocked. I think my son did the same shit.
Wait. Which one?
It was which one? Your man was in front of you, right? Homegirl was on the bed twerking it out, and I think you had like a wild phone money stack.
Oh, he talking about Shorty. That Shorty you talk about is a porn star, bro.
Yeah.
Like an actual lit porn star, bro.
Yeah, all right, that's your life. You living the life,
bro. Nah, that shit was
funny. Tell me who it is behind the scenes, though.
I'll say it right here, you know, man. Like, you feel me? Shout out to Cali Cakes, you feel me? Right. Shout out to Keys Entertainment, set up the drop, you feel me? We got hella content.
Shout
done
out to
that.
Cali Cakes. And
Cali or Kelly?
Cali
K.
Yeah, to my producer, don't put no naked pictures on the pod when you produce it.
He gonna be like, here's a video of her throwing. Like,
be like, we are demonetized.
Anyway, so what's the game for you now? Like, now you got the project out. I mean, mm-hmm. Not the project, but at least you got the video out. Has the project dropped?
Yeah. The project dropped in March.
Everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere. Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Google, Skeezer, Napster, whatever the fuck you got, it's on there. You feel me?
Still got Napster?
I don't even know. I just
How do you even know what Napster is?
Yeah, that's
come on. Listen. Nah, I'm not a baby
earlier,
now.
Bro, but we asked him earlier, is he a student? No. 24, bro. Napster, you was probably like fucking 6 years old, bro.
Like, Napster? Like eight.
All right, so like,
yeah, I need to get my music somewhere. I didn't have no iTunes account at eight.
But at eight, that says a lot for you. At eight, that you were inclined to, because you only listen to the music your parents are playing, right?
When we were eight, probably.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I mean,
yo, we old, bro.
Yeah, we old.
Yeah, and no, because like when I was around that age, like Soulja Boy came out and shit. Actually, nah, I was like.
To you? Yeah, I think it's me, yo.
Okay, nah, he not the GOAT, but
he's saying Soulja the GOAT, yo. Is he Soulja the GOAT to you?
I feel like he's influenced this whole generation in a way. So I mean, you gotta give him his flowers. You gotta give him his props. Like this whole game wouldn't be
the way it is now without him.
You feel me?
Like Soulja, but he be acting like such a clown sometimes that you like. But he really did a lot of the shit he's telling the truth.
He really did start up a lot of these trends.
He'd be acting like a clown. He'd be like, oh, that nigga lying. But like, no, he actually did that shit.
I hope Soulja respectfully respects my opinion, right? If he sees this. But his fucking marketing game is unbelievable. Let me tell you why. That song, She Make It Clap, right? When have you ever heard anything other than that part?
Wait, what?
When you've heard any challenge or anything he might have posted or anything anybody posted of his song, She Make It Clap, Clap, Clap.
Draco.
When have you ever heard anything other than that part?
Never.
Have you ever heard his verses?
No.
When I search it up,
the worst verses of all time, bro. I love that's my boy, yo. But his market, he understood.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need 16 bars, and there's a reason why I'm saying this, right? Because I'm asking a question. I don't need 16 bars to solidify that I can make a hot record. Let me do something real simple, repeat it, and make people do challenges about it. So. When you look at, you want this?
Yeah.
When you look at,
shit fire. Shout out to sponsor.
Yeah, Yave.
Yave Tequila. Up,
yes.
First and only Puerto Rican tequila out there. Ooh. Yo soy boricua, pa que tú lo sepa.
What do you say? You motherfucker, you just told me.
It's some Puerto Rican pride shit, you feel me?
Oh,
man. I didn't even know what it meant for years. I'm not even going to hold you.
Gloria behind the scenes is Puerto Rican. She's smiling, so you probably said it right.
No. I said it wrong?
No, he's calling me.
No, I call her Italian all the time.
Oh.
She speaks Italian, but she's Spanish.
Yeah.
Anyway.
What was you talking about? I want to talk. So you was playing the guitar, mm-hmm. rock and roll, interested in that. Your pops is like, what's going on? And then you was rhyming in the cafeteria, doing freestyle battles in the cafeteria.
Yeah. Freaking so how that came about, like, you know what I'm saying, you know, kids, like, you just everybody like cut ass, you feel me? So really how it started, I'm not gonna hold you, and shout outs to this nigga, I'm not gonna say your name, but shout outs to you, because without you I wouldn't be me. No funny shit.
He's gonna know who you are.
He may or may not. Okay. You feel me? He may sounds or may like not. Your, nigga wasn't. He wasn't
like your arch rival.
Nah, he wasn't my boy. He wasn't no rival or nothing. But what really made me want to rap was the fact that niggas used to rap battle in lunch. You feel me? And one day I'm not even rapping, and nigga decided to cut my ass. So I went home, and I wrote a fucking fire 16, and I spit that shit in the mirror till I had it. In memory. So that way the next time when niggas gathered at lunch, I was gonna fry you up, nigga. It was inevitable.
And a walk.
Yeah, I fried him the fuck up. I know that.
One verse that you was able to body him and you ain't have nothing left. You was just
like, nah, like, I mean, after that, I was still bullshitting, saying like freestyle shit off the top.
Oh, okay.
But like, you feel me? I made sure I had these balls right here. Yeah, you ain't getting past these, nigga. What are you talking about? Like, I'm really coming for you and everything, your whole fit. Everything, your fit, your mom's, your dad, your sister, your grades. I'm coming for everything. Like,
of course,
I'm coming for everything.
And of course, his girl too, probably. Yeah.
he ain't have a girl, so I couldn't really get. I really come at that, you feel me? But I'm coming at what he ate for lunch. Like, you ain't had no lunch money today, nigga. Like, you asking niggas for a dollar. Like, yeah. Shit like that.
You still have that in you, that battle rapper, or you just...
Honestly, nah. I
cause, you got no bars right now?
Like...
Because I found a beat.
I mean, bars is always there, but like... Like, I don't know. Like, battle rapping, I never really took to it. Like, I felt like my strong suits when it came to rapping, I was always good with words and shit. But my strengths was one, storytelling, mm-hmm. two, swag, energy, and like I would have like good metaphors and shit like that, you feel me? But I felt like for a battle rapper, you gotta be angry all the time, and it's like you gotta constantly scream at niggas and listen.
I don't want like, a battle rap, I just want a freestyle.
Yeah, and it's like I'm not trying to do it, I'm trying to chill. But the thing is, when I do something, like I really wanna be the best at it, you feel me? Like it's I got something in me that's like if I'm doing this and this is what I wanna do, nigga, I wanna crush everyone. Like I used to play basketball, so that's really how I used to move even with basketball up until it was like, all right, I'm not gonna be 6'3" like my pops, so I'm not gonna play ball no more.
Play ball, or you just like to play ball?
I used to play ball up until I was like, all right, I'm not touching that ceiling, you feel me? It's getting hard for me to gain this weight that I need to gain, you feel me? Like, because I got a really fast metabolism, all that type of shit. So it was just taking too much.
Right.
I was like, all right, fuck it. Fuck the bullshit. We gonna figure something else out. I knew since young I wasn't trying to be no regular person. I wasn't trying to be no regular nigga, you feel me? I knew I was gonna make a way.
So let's talk a little bit more about that. I want to talk about your future, any shows and shit going up. We're going to take a Jack Moves break and come right back.
I love the breaks.
What? Oh, y'all can suck my dick respectfully. Yeah, you especially. You can go blow the grip. I don't care about haters, bitch. I got some dough to get. What? Young fly ass nigga, I'm on my shit. Yo, bitch, be dying and give me a lick.
Monetize for your masses when you own your masses, either while you're still an artist or when you're not an artist anymore and you're just sitting on something. So you were explaining to us off camera how this whole process kind of works. So if you right. can educate the viewers and myself on how this process works.
All right, so when you sign a deal, right, they give you an advance, however many thousand it is, you feel me? They ask for in return for that advance, we want this percentage of your royalties, you know what I'm saying, of your publishing, of your masters, of whatever revenue that's coming in. In some cases, people are in such deals that the label even gets percentages of merchandise, of that's shows.
Like 360, right?
Exactly, right? So if you're an independent artist, in order to get your music out there so that way it can even like gain some type of buzz, unless somehow you get lucky with a viral video or whatever. But if you're really doing this as an artist, you're going to know what to do with your masters, because as an independent artist, you already own it. As long as you get everything copywritten, everything registered, you already own it. You know what I'm saying? So you're going to set up your ASCAP. You're going to set up your BMI. You're going to set up your accounts with a distributor, whether that be TuneCore, United Masters, DistroKid, whatever the case may be. And they may or may not take out their cuts. I know different distribution companies work differently. I know some of them, they'll take a percentage out of the royalties that come in from your songs, or some of them they'll just charge you a fee per year. Mm-hmm. You feel me? You already own your stuff when you do that, you feel me? Is so if you are already independent, have a song that goes crazy, you're still independent, you don't sign yet, you feel me? You're in a good position. You feel me? You're gonna be able to collect that bread, you know what I'm saying? As long as you don't have, let's say, other writers.
That's on an independent level, right?
That's on an independent level, you feel me? As far as labels is concerned, they manage all of that once you sign that paper, you feel me? They all you gotta do is go in the studio.
I
and
got this big umbrella company that distribution.
Mm-hmm. The machine.
Ocean, everything.
Literally, it's a machine.
Do you prefer that, or would you prefer?
So the situation would have to be right. I've been offered contracts before, like when I had that song that went viral, like over that G Herbo beat. I got offered to sign to Atlantic, you know what I'm saying, and to Universal, but I was like 19 at the time. Like the contracts was some bullshit, bro. Like for real, like it was dirt. It was
what is a bullshit contract?
Not to give the exact numbers.
But what does a bullshit contract sound like?
I feel like if they're owning too much of me, and I feel like I don't have enough of a say so, and I don't have enough control, that's a bullshit contract. You feel me?
And like that's controlling the music or control in the money?
Everything, because if they control the money, they control the music. Like, right. So let's say for instance, I get an advance of like, I don't even know what niggas is getting now. They not giving great advances for a lot of these artists. Believe it or not, a lot of them are signing for like 20 bands, 30 bands, 50 bands. That's why they be in and out so quick. You feel me? Niggas will have one viral song. You feel me? And they can't carry on the momentum because one, they didn't get enough money, or two, they didn't have money before, or three, they don't know how to manage money. You feel me? So when they get that advance, they most likely spend it on drip, trying to upkeep life, and that be here and there in a couple of months. At all. At all. You feel me? But that's just an advance. You know, they're going to put you on with shows. They're going to get you features and stuff. But you got to pay that back. That's a loan. You feel me? That loan may or may not come with interest. You know what I'm saying? And then it's like, if you can't pay that loan back.
Do they add interest on that?
Yes. Yes.
Like credit cards? Shit.
Yes.
Like that.
Certain labels definitely do. Yeah. They definitely will add interest on that shit. You feel me? So like, let's say you can't pay that back. Now, all right.
You don't sell no records.
Exactly. You're not valuable to me no more. So I'm not going to put more money behind you to drop music. Well, I'm going to do that.
So now what?
Now you shelved. Now you stuck. You got to.
Until your contract is up. So you sit it out until your contract is up. Or somebody buys out your contract.
Rather. But here's the thing. If you're not selling, who's going to want to buy out your contract if you can't buy it out yourself? You feel me? And then.
That's true. If you can't buy it out yourself.
You can't even be independent. You can't do nothing.
Can't do shit. You stuck.
You do what you want, but you can't make no money from it.
Exactly.
So I have a question. So I was watching a podcast, and one of the rappers from the South, Young Dolph, was on the podcast, and he said that it takes anywhere from about $250,000 to $1 million to really go hard on a record, not an album, just one song. As an independent artist, do you, based on your experience and what you've put in financially, and what maybe investors, if you have investors in what y'all put in some of your music, do you believe that it takes that much, or it takes like luck, or like what would it take for an artist to break a song independently, financially?
Well, first it's gonna take a good song. Like
good answer.
You feel me? That's number one.
With the music.
Depending on where that song is and the situation of that artist, you might not need that much. You feel me? Okay. Certain artists just have enough clout and enough buzz behind their name for whatever reason. It could be behind beef. It could be behind, you know what I'm saying, legal issues. It could be behind, honestly, anything. Clout just comes and goes. You feel me? So if you don't have the clout, yeah, you probably are going to need that much money to push one record. Like, you feel me? And it's a little, it sounds crazy. When I first heard this shit, it was a little discouraging. I heard that exact interview.
You know,
I know exactly what interview you talk about. It was like, damn. But then it was like, nigga, do you really want to do this or no, bro? You feel me?
But then I also heard an interview with the same, I think it was in the same podcast with another well-known, with Birdman.
Mm-hmm.
And they asked him a similar question, and his answer was your answer. It starts with the music.
It does.
Like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter about the bling, what the look like, how good of a what your charisma is. If the music is strong,
that's like, you gotta spend that kind of cash if you like some type of Iggy Azalea type of rapper. Like,
yeah.
We gotta pay money for the image.
But keep in mind,
we gotta buy the airtime. Yeah,
you definitely picked the right artist.
Not fact, but I mean, keep in mind who's saying that. Like, I don't mean to shit on him. You feel me? Because I actually bump a lot of his music. But this is Young Dolph.
Oh yeah.
You feel me? He not Drake, Cole. He not making a certain level of music where it's like it stands out so crazy, and it's like it really hit you different. Like. He in a certain lane where it's like a million other niggas that make that type of music. You know what I'm saying? Like, so you're gonna have to put that bread behind you to stand out or get noticed amongst those million other niggas that's making that music. Yeah. Like, you feel me?
You couldn't have said it better, brother. That's a good that's definitely a good answer as far as that.
That's why, like, personally, like, I try and not stick to one lane. I want to attract as many different demographics as possible, remaining strong, remaining, and no matter what lane I'm in, keeping it me, you feel me? Not trying to conform to, like, something I'm not, you feel me? I don't want to do that. That's why you don't see me rocking no fake clothes. I don't rock no fake jewelry, you feel me? Any jewels I put on is real. Any clothes I put on is real. These niggas out here be faking a funk just to feel a certain way. It's like, I can't do that. Even if niggas that was in a better position was like, nah, you need to do this, I can't do that. I'm going to feel like a whole fraud. And it's like, I can't. That's not me. I've always kept it 100 with everybody, no matter what situation. Like, I'll tell you, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, real shit. I don't got to pretend to be the toughest nigga out here. You feel me? Like, I don't got to pretend to be the smartest nigga, the richest nigga, the drippiest nigga. I don't got to lie to these bitches to get them. You feel me? That's part of the reason why they love me so much. Like, I just be chilling. Yo, like, that ass.
Yo, listen, man.
Let me go a little deeper, if you don't mind. So you got the talent, it's there, everything. So what you want to do with it? What's your goals? Is it to be rich? Have a family, man? Like, what are your goals?
Like,
what's your ultimate goal with this music and your talent? Where do you want it to take you?
I don't want no one in my family to ever work a regular job again if they don't want to. You feel me? Like,
yeah, who you close with in your family? Like, your moms, your pops?
My moms, my pops, my sisters. You feel me? They kids when they have kids, my kids when I have kids, you feel me? My grandmothers, my uncles. Like, I wanna put everybody in a position to eat. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, thank God, you feel me, for the certain blessings in my life to where we not in the situations we wasn't before, but not everyone in my family is that, you know what I'm saying, lucky, you feel me, that fortunate. I want to make sure they are, you know what I'm saying? Like, and the thing is, I understand the business. I know that this rap shit ain't the end of it for me. I want to get into acting. I want to get into modeling. I want to own my own businesses. I want to get into fashion. Like, you feel me? Like, there's mad shit that I want to do within this. I just know that I could really kick open the door with this shit. I know I'm fucking talented with this music shit. You feel me? I know that I got it. I ain't gonna hold you. But with everything else to fall into line, I feel like this is gonna be the easiest way for me to get everything into place.
Yeah, I mean, Damon. Let's get to Damon real quick. Damon is all, you know, he's been giving you a bunch of stars. Obviously, it's the proof is in the pudding. You know, what's the relationship like with Damon and what he's brought to the table for you?
Man, listen, when I first met Damon, like, it was around the time that Just Bars shit came out, bro. Like, no cap. Like, and he was just like, he knew it early. He was like, yo, bro, like, you got it. Like, you're going to be the future, bro. And this was a couple years ago. Like, this is before I even knew it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was just making music just because I like to rap. Right. You feel me? Like, I didn't know how to take it seriously. I didn't know what I was doing. I was still in school. You feel me? I didn't just finish until like a couple months ago. I just graduated. I'm about to have my ceremony later this month.
Yeah, we mentioned that. Where you graduated from?
Brooklyn College.
Good for you, man.
Shout out to that.
A round of applause for that, B.
Appreciate that.
Not a lot of you motherfucking rap artists, whatever y'all want to call yourselves, can say that, man. So salute to you, brother.
Unfortunately, you won't go. Your song's gonna go viral because you graduated college.
Nah, but hey, they don't. They don't need to.
J. Cole's. I don't know if he graduated college, but he sounded like he did.
I just got out and just did a bid for killing like three niggas.
Word.
This shit would have went super viral.
Listen, that's a fact though. If I was to get locked up for shooting somebody tomorrow, I'll go viral. But
so let me ask you. I know you're a bit aggressive on your ops.
Yeah,
I can see it, B. I don't even know who your ops is.
Honestly,
I'm scared for them.
Nah, but it's really the fact that they just extra pussy. Like, it's not even like I'm going extra hard on them. They just extra pussy. Like, no, we ain't even gonna speak on that. We don't gotta give them no clout.
You ain't gotta expose them.
They don't deserve no clout.
What I do want to know is, in New York specifically, right? Who are you looking at that like I jack him? I fuck with that nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, he an artist that, you know, some people may know that you might have either did music with, or you see on the uprise, or you see that, all right, they up next. They go, I mean, besides you, obviously. Mm-hmm. But who do you jack right now in New York?
Like, niggas that I'm working with, like, for sure, my twin Benzo. Like, you feel me? That's Benzo HF. That's my twin right there. You feel me? Like, we grew up in neighboring hoods. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, growing up, we knew of each other. You feel me? Like, I'm saying he was making music around the time that I started making music. You feel me? Like, niggas never worked up until like a couple, like maybe like 2 years ago. But we was always making music. I was like, yo, I see you, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Keep doing your thing. And he always showed love back to me. And then one day we was just like, nah, nigga, link up, bro. Like, stop playing, bro. Let's get this working. We got a couple songs, you feel me, that some we ain't even dropped yet. He's on my project on the joint called On the Run. Mm-hmm. Okay. You feel me? He's on that joint. Yeah, yo, that nigga nice, you feel me? He got a lot of shit going on for him right now, you feel me? So
nice. Shout out to Benzo, him. Right?
Yeah, Benzo HF, you feel me?
Shout out to Benzo.
Then you got niggas like other niggas in the towns that's going crazy, like Ross Swish, you feel me, Chef, you know what I'm saying, Sleepy, Busy, you know what I'm saying, it's a lot of niggas going crazy in the towns right now, yeah. Brooklyn is a hot spot right now, I ain't gonna hold
they
you.
They definitely ringing off.
Yeah, you know, and Bobby and Rowdy home now too, you know what I'm saying, the city going crazy.
When the fuck, are you plugged with Bobby, man, when is he gonna drop a track, bro?
Yo, I heard.
Like, come on, man.
Nah, I heard.
The streets need something,
he's
brother.
He's getting a few more chains made.
Ah, boy, get the song.
He gotta catch it. He's catching up to Quavo right now. You feel me with the chains? Yeah, but he been going crazy with them chains though.
Listen, man, I'm so.
I'm joking. I don't really know, but he's just been getting a lot of chains lately. I think that's what he's waiting for his shit to get crazy.
To be honest with you, not on the. I just think that he brought integrity back to New York. Man.
Yeah.
I know, like a lot of people. So, a lot of people look at that story as, oh, like, he pretty much had no choice. But regardless, it was still a great decision to do, and not a great. I don't want to say. You know what's so crazy?
Took extra time for
yo. Thanks. I asked this nigga.
That's
this,
some real
yo.
Shit right there.
I asked this nigga this, and I respect his answer because that's what makes it so dope. So the Bobby Smurda story. For those who don't know, he took extra time for his people.
Yeah, right. Two or three extra years.
He took extra years. So when it happened, I asked John. I was like, yo. Look what he did. And I consider this man my best friend, right? So I said, would you do it? Now, and hypothetically speaking, for me, when he asked me that, yeah, I'm like, it just feels right. It feels the right thing to do. Like, why would I, like, yo, John, no, I'm not doing that for you, bro. Like, you crazy. Like, that's my man. I've been doing everything. If I do anything good, it's with him. If I do anything bad, it's with him.
Right.
So why would I not take that? So when I asked him, wait a minute.
So they're both.
Yeah.
In jail.
Yeah.
Right. And so Bobby Smurda says, listen, if my man can get out earlier, I'll take a couple extra years. Is that right?
Well, that's technically not how it was presented to him, but to the public, well, yes, that's
it,
how it
was. How was it presented?
I don't know the details, but basically what was said was that the offer that was given to him in order for it to work, Bobby Smurda had to take extra time.
So this boy,
because he was the one, for the most part, he was the one that everybody really wanted.
Right.
So in order for his man to get less time, he had to take more. And he was willing to do it, and he did. And he stood strong on his feet. So so coming home, everybody giving him his spoils, like he's supposed to receive. But the music isn't out there. And I'm like, yo, like, where the fuck is the music? Because Rowdy out there shaking and baking.
But that could be another thing. Maybe he wants.
Would you do that?
What?
Would you do that?
I'm sorry. So the point of me mentioning all that was that I asked John. And I respect, because John is a very intelligent man. I respect this man's brain all the time. Pause, right? So.
Well, let me give my answer to everybody.
Oh, is it a new answer or is it the same answer?
It's the same answer.
Okay.
I'm not going to change the answer.
All right, please don't.
Same answer. All right. I got kids. I need to come home and take care of my kids more than you can't do a couple more years. Bobby Smurda, I don't know his situation. Them some young niggas. I got a little kid to raise. We both did a crime. We're doing the time. Ain't nobody telling on each other. You need me to do extra time so you can get home early? Why? If there's a good reason, possibly. But I got a kid to come home to. So I'm coming home.
And we all do.
Take care of you. And I'm going to see you in 2 weeks.
And I respect that part. That's the only part I respect. When he said, I'm going to come home and I'm going to get shit right. Right? But initially, we both in the same position. We both. Let's say we robbing shit, right? We both robbing shit. We both got kids, right? It happens to be that I'm the boisterous one. Everybody looks at me like if I'm the fucking king, but he knows we're both even. We both do the same shit, right?
You're the kingpin.
Right? It looks like I am, but we're both even. He knows that. He knows that we're equal, bro. Like, ain't no different. It's just that I make more noise because I flip my hat in the air and nobody found it. Right? So that's what makes me look. And I'm a little bit more, you know, I'm a little bit more boisterous. But we the same team. Yeah. So when on a federal level or when on a police level, when they looking to chop off the nigga with the biggest notoriety, we know like, yo, bro, it's not that. Like, me know that.
Right.
Bro, like, listen. I could do, instead of me doing 10, all right, you're doing 5. I can either do 7 or I'll do 10. If we both do 7, bro, we can both do 7. Instead of me doing 10, we can both do 7. Would you do it? Me, my best friend, me, I'm not saying he had a bad answer. That's his business. That's his opinion.
No, that is my answer.
No, I'm not saying. I'm not saying. That I'm not saying. That is my answer. That's all right, but you ain't gotta be so as a matter of fact about it. Like you made me question my friendship.
No, I'm saying,
I'm just telling you, like I'm already taken away,
we're not
right?
We're talking about 20 years. We're talking about but, 2 years, nigga.
But
an extra 2 years. If I want to take them for you, that's a hell of a solid. Thank you, but nigga, come on, you could do fucking 2 years in jail.
Fuck okay.
That's my opinion on
it. I'm not talking about people. Why are you so hostile about it though? I'm like bro, we were just talking about. I'm just. Nope, it was just. Nope, a, nope, it was rhetorical.
Said, yo, we were talking
but
about
it's rhetorical.
This, my man said this. And my
but
man
it's
said
rhetorical,
that.
Bro. It's you rhetorical. All right, it's rhetorical. Bottom line is, it's rhetorical for me. Right. I'm just saying.
I would never ask.
For me,
I would never ask my friend.
It wasn't
to
a,
do 2 extra years for me. I would never ask him.
Yeah, I wouldn't ask my friends to do that.
Once again, as I said, from the beginning, it wasn't asked by him. It wasn't, he didn't have a choice to ask him. They gave them an offer
right.
that the lawyer brought to him. Not the, they didn't have, they wasn't sitting amongst each other like, yo, they said they're going to give me this. If you do this, I can do this. They didn't do that. The lawyer gave them, the lawyer brought the option to, not the option, but whatever the prosecution was offering them and said, listen, here's what's on the table. Your man, y'all all in for the same shit or whatever, for the most part, for the same shit.
Yeah.
But your man's gonna get this. The only way he cannot get this is if you take this. And he said, yo, listen, nigga, we ride or die. I'm taking that. My man gonna get, we gonna get home earlier. He gonna get home earlier. I'm gonna get home. All right, so what? We gonna come home. So what? Let's do it. For me, rhetorically, yeah, that sounds like the right thing. Maybe I feel the same way John would feel.
Nothing wrong with what,
maybe
what
Bobby no.
Schroeder decided to
yeah.
do.
There's nothing wrong with it.
And
yeah.
I have no criticism.
I'm not saying that. I'm not.
But it's a little over the top.
That's like, it possibly could.
You gotta keep in mind he don't got no kids.
It's not. See, we not in that world. Any, well, for me, I'm not in that
what
world.
What you
right?
said? He ain't got no kids.
Bobby got no kids. Rowdy got a kid. No cap.
But it wasn't just for Rowdy. It wasn't just for Rowdy though. It was the whole squad. It was a collective. It wasn't just Rowdy. There were two other niggas that was a part of that that had to.
Oh, it was.
That was getting extra time. Yeah.
Oh, right. I thought Rowdy was the only one getting out early. If he did that.
Well, it was. Well, for what I understand, it was collective.
But we all gang. We all doing everything together. Don't do the crime if you can't do the time. Like I don't have to do that. That's just extra gravy, bro. Like if you said, like if you're like, yo, bro, you know, just had a baby. I just got married and shit. Now I'm in a position where like I'm rich. I could do an extra 2 years. I ain't got no kids or nothing like that. Maybe I'll make that decision. But I'm not rich. do have kids.
Right. So, but so then you definitely said something that
that's,
was important.
That's my point.
Nah, yeah.
No, I get it. I'm not saying, but first of all, from the gate, even when John said that initially, I never thought that it was a bad answer. In my perspective, it shocked me. Probably because I thought rhetorically in my mind that, yeah, I'll do that shit for that nigga. Like, that's my man. Like, if I'm in the, like the crazy, strike. Yo, the crazy shit about it is, if I'm in the game with you, that's one thing. Now, John, no, I'm a family man. I do my family thing. Now, if somebody busted through the motherfucking door right now and this nigga John was moving kilos that I had no idea about and they tell me, yo, listen, you got to do this and all. Like, nigga, I had to, whoa. You know what I'm saying? So, I ain't got nothing to say on that point,
yeah,
right?
But we're selling the kilos. But we're talking about. We're selling
kilos
together.
That's different. If your mans is only selling the kilos and he don't speak up, like, nah, that shit is mine. That's
right,
not your mans.
But if we doing it together and they like, yo, listen, your man going to get 12, you going to get 7, but they like, they'll give y'all both 8 if you take or 9.
What Bobby Schmader did is out of
yeah, it's definitely, it's not many niggas that would do that. I don't think that I've ever heard that before.
I don't know. I don't know a nigga other than my pops that would do that for me. No funny shit.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You feel me? Like, and that's not to talk down on any of my man's character, but like you said, that's extra. You feel me? That's a lot to ask.
That's why I said I can't get mad at him. But it's not like I'm asking yo bro, if somebody snuck me from behind, would you
snitch on me? Everything else, whatever.
Nah, yeah. now here's the thing. I got faith that a lot of my mans won't snitch on me. I got faith that certain of my mans won't snitch on me.
You're absolutely probably,
but to
wrong.
you actually right.
But
here's the thing. I only got
energy, bro,
I only got like 4 or 5 mans. A lot of niggas
I got
done,
one man.
A lot of niggas done folded.
I just went through, but no, that's my man. That's my man still.
But he ain't gonna snitch on you though.
But at the same time, but here's my thing. But here's my thing. I would never put. See, if your man is your man, he wouldn't put
you
in. I wouldn't put him in a position to do that. Right.
You're right, but like, if we all doing this together, like you said, like, and this is actually one reason why me personally, I ain't never joined no gang. You feel me? Cause there was plenty of opportunities to join a gang. Niggas didn't want me to turn Crip. Niggas didn't want me to turn Blood. And it's just like, nah, that's not me. You feel me? Like, it's not me. One, I do my shit on my own. You feel me? I don't want you to fuck up and fuck up my shit to where it's the point now we both getting caught for this shit.
You're gonna be responsible for your own shit.
Exactly. You feel me? If I'm bringing somebody on board on my shit, it's cause I know you ready to be on board with this shit. You feel me? I'm not gonna put no nigga that's not ready. When it comes to this gang shit, they be putting a lot of niggas that's not ready. They be wanting to just have the numbers. So a lot of niggas start jumping off the porch and shit, and they not ready for what's in the street.
A whole bunch of pawns just out there.
Literally, though. Literally. Literally, and a lot of niggas is not seeing it. These niggas is tricking you. These niggas is tricking you.
Right, that's what I'm trying to tell you, bro. These niggas is going to go to jail.
They finessing you into doing they dirty shit so they could get bread, they could get lit, they could get rich. Your dumb ass doing 10 years cause you,
just
or more, you feel me?
Smoke shit. The young nigga got
a 15-year-old
killed him and sold the watch for $2,000.
To me, that shit is...
That's crazy.
Yeah, to me, that shit is dumb, you feel me? And like, a lot of those decisions that these young niggas don't even make for themselves, true say, you feel me? Like, some of the dumb shit, yeah, you feel me? Like, oh, you did that dumb shit? Yeah, you had to do that, you feel me, on your own, but... A lot of this shit be missions that they big homies and they OGs be sending them up onto and shit. And it's like.
And then they fucked up.
But if I had to do it in a bad position, there's no honor in doing anything that's going to put you in jail, man. I don't care how tough you are, how savvy mentally you are, man. So do things that's going to get you.
Ahead,
yeah.
Man,
you know what I mean? Like, honest. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I mean, just honestly, if we could give a message, man. Like, yes, Bobby Smurda did something very honorable. No matter how you look at it, I mean, it blew my mind.
That's a fact.
It blew my mind. But no matter what, it shouldn't have been something. He shouldn't have been in a position to put himself in that position. You know what I'm
saying? Exactly.
So I think we need to make sure that we as OGs, like I said, I'm older. Now I feel like an OG, right? Because I got this young man here, and I appreciate your intelligence on the game. You're a student of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not one of these young dudes out here just all over. It, you can tell you're not just on IG all day.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You really, you know what I'm saying? So it's the bottom line is we need to make sure our youth, the next generation, is understanding that this is not something we should be glorifying as far as going, you know, make the music. Yeah, be an artist.
Nah, yeah.
Stay out. And let me tell you something, bro. And I love the energy, but as far as recommendations be, stay away. Beef don't bring no money, man.
That's why I don't beef with these niggas. No
money.
I mean, they can't get a name drop out of me. You feel me? But
if you can avoid it, bro, avoid it, man. Because beef don't bring no money, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Look at the best that's doing it. None of them in real beef. Maybe 50 Cent might be the only one that's really into constant beef because he's owned that whole character. That's a character.
That's his thing.
That's his name. That's a character. He's like the only one that can do it. But other than that, nobody's like really monopolizing. I mean, or monetizing from showing that they are overpowering the next man or they're better than the next. I mean, of course, that's the game, right? You know, being more savvy than the next person. But just in the beef level, like, don't bring that energy. You know, get that money. Focus on you. Focus on your career. Like, that's where it's at. Because I'm just looking at you when I'm looking at me when I was your age, and that's not saying that you young minded or anything like that. But I remember being 24, 25. I was sad. I was on my shit like you. I feel like I'm still on my shit, but I'm just saying, like, please, if I can give you anything, like, focus on that bread, B.
As older dudes that's been around for a long time, it's like a lot of shit ain't even worth it, bro. Just get your bread. Make your music, do your art, and all that extra shit. I mean, I'm sure you're gonna
let your
I'm sure you're gonna keep fucking
bitches. Yeah. Keep fucking your bitches and all that, and get your. But you know, you poke the wrong beast. You know what I mean? I'm talking about. Look at don't Nipsey, personal, right? Look at bro. Nipsey, right?
Yeah.
Nipsey is a king, bro. King, like so promising, so proper, so much future to him, and the wrong nigga walked up to him. And he said the wrong thing to the wrong nigga. And it was over from there. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like, I just don't want you to bring that negativity in your way just to show that you that nigga. It's going to show in who you are anyway.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? I don't want to give you like the fatherly speech. I'm not trying, but you know what I mean?
Let's give it to him for a minute. We OGs in this bitch. Like the more successful you get, and that you said your goals is to get, have your family, never have to worry about nothing. So the more successful you get, the more you're able to do that, the more responsibility you're going to have, the more people depend on you. You can't be caught up in no bullshit. So don't take none of that shit personal. Niggas, rap game, street game, just stay away from that shit. Put a barrier that Damon will definitely always provide between, like, street shit. And just be an artist, bro.
Yeah.
Just be an artist and don't take nothing personal. And complete your goals. Because if you take shit personal and get into this beef with people and stuff like that, we see the stories in the news all the time.
All the time. You feel me?
You know what's so crazy about and I know you so savvy. If I got a few minutes, John, I know you're so savvy in social media. Yo, every time I have more friends that I follow on Instagram than I do social media platforms. Right.
Then other ones. You go ahead.
Right. Yeah. So I have more friends, people like real friends that I follow on my Instagram than I do social media platforms. As soon as I open up my brush my teeth, drink my coffee, about to open up my phone, look at my messages, go to my Instagram. I go to Instagram. The first things that pop up are titles of controversy from artists. Or someone did this, or this person did that, or this and this. And I probably follow like maybe top, maybe 10 social media out of my 1,000, 1,100 followers I follow.
Yeah.
1,100 in total. But we're being geared to see that all the time. So all we're geared to enjoy every time we open up social media is beefs. And who said this, and who said that, and who said this. And all you see is motherfuckers laying in caskets or going to jail. You're an artist. You're really dope at what you do. Leave. If you can, if you have to, spit your shit. Talk your shit.
Yeah.
But if you can leave it out, bro, leave that shit out, bro.
Like, that's why, with, like, what I was telling you before, I don't make diss songs. Like, to me, that shit is corny. You feel me? Like, you was thinking about me so much. You had to make a whole song about me.
So cocky. Yo, you should have been from Harlem. Right, even though you from Brooklyn, bro. You sound like a Harlem nigga, bro.
My pop's a Harlem nigga.
Oh, there we go, bro. There we go. I'm from Harlem. And you just got that. No matter what we just said, you was like, you was just so much on my dick that you just like, yo, I'm still on it.
I don't make these songs. Like, I'm not going out my way to disrespect you and all that. I'm going to talk about this situation from my perspective. But the way I'm going to rap about it is just another situation that happened in my life.
Right.
I'm not going to do it in such a way to where I'm calling you out by name, talking about your moms and your sister and all that. Nah, it's like, nah, you was doing this, you was doing that. I'm not going to say your name, you feel me? Like, da, 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 this is what happened, you feel me? And I'm going to say it in a fire way over a fire ass beat, and that shit gonna slap. And that's
respectfully.
Let's not forget that.
You feel me? So it's like,
respectfully.
So,
but before we get out of here, I want you to give some shout. I want you to shout out your Instagram, your this, everywhere we can find your music.
Yeah. So you can
next, Quiet Man.
It's his show.
So you can get me everywhere at Stone Harden, you feel me? That's STONE, James Harden. I'm Harden like James Harden, you feel me? Mr. Step Back Swish, Mr. Chap After School, you feel me? Videos out everywhere, YouTube, Respectfully out, Dolce out. The project is out on Apple Music, Spotify, Fire. All streaming platforms, Stone Harden by Stone Harden, you feel me? Yeah, you feel me? We going crazy right now. I'm just trying to apply hella pressure, step on niggas' necks, and live in niggas' heads rent free. Nah, that's all.
Fire, bro. Jack, fire.
Pod, episode 11.
Bang.
We out here.
Let's get it.